Good afternoon, everybody. As I mentioned, as you know, we're in the process of trimming down our roster to 53 right now. We won't have everything done until tomorrow, so we'll do some of that today and then finish up on Saturday. As I told you guys before, we're going to continue to compete throughout this whole process to get better with our roster. We owe it to our current players and our players that will be part of the 53, and we'll continue to do that throughout. It's not an easy day. I know Dave and I are going through it, and the staff, we got the staff involved. We've got the scouting involved, and I think it's good to have open discussion and get everybody involved, although Dave and I will make the final decisions, and Dave primarily. But it's been a good process to go through it and get to know our players even more. The players have played a vital role in this whole process, and we appreciate everything they've done, and it's just not easy. But I'm rooting for all of them to catch on to a team. I know a lot of them will be picked up, I imagine, after we make these decisions, and we pull for them. We wish them all the best in this process. Our staff was pleased but not satisfied with the work we put in during training camp and preseason. I think we made good progress. I think the way I look at it as a coach, and just going through the whole process, I think that we improved with every preseason game. And I say that wholeheartedly. I know that, just looking at all areas, and players, I think, got better as well. Special teams, I think we got better. Offense, defense, there was improvement made. So I'm excited that I've seen it with our progress and look forward to continue. And nothing will change now that we get into the regular season. We'll have the same mindset, the same approach that we went in there. As far as getting better, we'll challenge our players. We'll compete and practice. The same message that we sent throughout will be consistent, and it's not going to change. So it'll even become stronger. We'll have some new additions on our team. I know at the waiver wire being open, and I'm sure we'll pick up a player or two. But what I really challenge our players, and I think that what I feel good about is our veteran leadership on our team. A classic example was last night, with three additions that took place, and our veterans really did a nice job with them, getting them schooled up and meeting with them and on the side and cheering for them. And, I expect the same with the new additions that we have. As far as injuries, Blaine Gabbert's doing well. And they're going to increase his reps during the weekend as far as some of his, he's starting to squeeze a ball. We're looking for him to possibly throw a little bit this weekend. He'll begin gripping. We'll see how it feels. He's going to be in some pain, though. So we'll have to manage that and just see, as far as the updates, how much pain he's feeling and what he can do. Justin Forsett, he's not ready to say yet as far as his ability for next week. But we have seen really good progress from him. Jeremy Mincy had an allergic reaction to a prescribed drug. We kept him home so he could take care of that, as well as Will Rackley. We feel like Will, it was to his benefit to stay home. He got treatment here. We had people here for him getting treatment, and he's made good progress. So with that, I'll open up to questions.
Start with injuries real quick. Do you expect Will to practice on Wednesday?
Yeah, just talking to Mike now, he said he's really, really pleased with his progress. So we'll see. I mean, that's going to be a couple days from now. We think that he'll make great strides in these next 4 or 5 days.
Do you feel better about Gabbert or just as good about
him? Yeah, I talked to Blaine yesterday again prior to the game, and he's squeezing the ball. He feels really good about the whole process. So we just got to see him in action now.
Hey, Gus, are you here where you really want to figure out where Blaine is at? Guy, as the season unfolds, if he's not 100%, would you be?
Yeah, that's a great question, because I think, when he's ready, he's ready.
Right.
And I don't know if we want to go into a situation where he's 60% or, we feel good about Chad and the progress he's made too. So I think we'll just have to evaluate it as it goes on and see where Blaine's at. I don't know. I think we'll try to get some. We put the list together. We're in the process of putting the list together. I haven't talked to any of the players yet, so until I do that, then we'll get the list out.
Everything by 7 p.m. Is there a competitive advantage to waiting until the last possible minute?
I don't know. That's up to Dave to decide. You know, as far as I was concerned, Dave and I met, then we met with our staff, then we came back, Dave and I met, we met with our scouting staff and Dave and I, and we put the list together, you know, as a process. Now we'll tweak some things and look at some things again, and then after that, it's up to him when he wants to release it.
Stancy's making the 53, right? I mean, you wouldn't claim a guy and not having practice and then...
Yeah, you know, with our whole roster, I think... You know, it'd be nice to be the big papa here and say, you're all good. You're all safe. You know, we just made our cuts and that's how it's going to be. But unfortunately, that's not how it is. You know, we're going to always compete. And, you know, we like what we saw on film of him. I can tell you that. We really did. We liked him. We were evaluating him out in warm-ups, you know, when he was throwing the ball. And, you know, even though he did that. So we did like him. And... one of our scouts was with Kansas City and was intrigued by him. And I think to pass it on to us, we watched tape. So I can just tell you that we liked what we saw.
But you'll keep three quarterbacks on with Blaine's uncertainty.
Yeah, with Blaine's uncertainty. Yep.
Did you talk to Ricky at all about give us a second with Kansas City?
No. I haven't yet. wait that out. No, you know what? I've been around it before. You know, we had Matt Flynn and we played Green Bay. And I think there's too much credit goes into that, gives to it. You know, it's not like you're visiting with a coach and he's learning a new system and things like that. So we like Ricky for what he brought and the talent level he has. And you know, we'll just take it from there.
Gus, can you give your evaluations from last night on Demetrius McCray and Will Blackman?
You know what? Demetrius is... He's improved, and I was glad to see that they took a shot at him last night. You know, a couple shots where he had to stay on top, our principals, and he did a nice job. We're intrigued by his length and his ability to get better each week, and I think that, you know, he's a guy that we're excited about his future, and he's just got to continually get better, but, you know, it's a good night for him. Will? I mean, what can you say? He came in, he competed, he played special teams, punt returner. You know, with Will, the reason we're intrigued by him is he's a guy that could be a nickel, he could be a corner, he could be a backup punt returner. He fills a lot of voids for us. So that was what was intriguing about him. And we tried to school him up in a short period of time, what we do defensively. And he went out there, and with all the distractions he had, he performed at a good level. You know what? I know the week before, you could see some of the rustiness in him, and he performed better. He performed better. So I was glad. I was really happy that we were able to do that. And, you know, knock on wood, however you say it, we got in there, we competed, our guys got more reps, and we got him out of there. And I think we accomplished what we wanted to.
You think Luke is ready to go for a 65-snap game next week?
Who is that?
Joko, I think he...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, not yet, but after the week is done, that's where we hope to have him.
Could you talk a little bit about what Will Blackman was able to do last night, given the long turnaround, long flight?
Yeah, you know, he didn't get much sleep. Then he jumps on a flight, flies all the way across here, goes through a physical, goes through testing to see his flexibility. And then I meet with him for 10 minutes. And then he goes and does more testing. And then I grab him at the hotel and meet with him for about 45 minutes and say, all right, here's our culture. Here's what we expect. And he said, all right. And by the way, you're going to be on these special teams. Here's the corner spot. And make sure you play with a clear mind. You know, and he was like, okay. You know, that sounds good, Gus. But I think the transition for him was that he could have a lot of just likes. I gotcha. It's just like this to me, yeah. And I could really, because he was out in Seattle, I could translate a lot of the information so he could understand it.
Same thing with Knox.
I know you wanted these guys to be uncomfortable throughout camp, but do they really know that the plan is to probably, even after you get to 53, maybe cut a few more based on who's available?
Well, I think what I've told the team is this, that we have some really good core players on our team. You know, the Mojos, the Mercedes, the Puzzes, you know, really good. And I've told them that because of that, we will always compete to try to get our roster where we need to be at. And in my eyes, we owe it to them. And I think that's a way for them to understand what we're trying to do. It's difficult when you're doing it. I mean, it could be the point where they're going, here's 103, here's 104, here's, you know, this many guys. And that's the world they live in. But that's the National Football League as well. So they can't allow that to be a distraction. If they focus too much on that, it's going to take away from their play. And I think the ones that are truly professional will understand it and just make sure they take care of themselves.
What area of your game do you make the biggest strides at this point?
I think our philosophy, our attitude, our approach, how we want to go about our business, how our mentality, I think all those our players have really gravitated towards, and they understand. Now, on the field, you know, some of our fundamentals, I think we've done a better job as a coaches, our coaching staff, to figure out our players and what their strengths are. So even though we might have a package of offense that has 400 plays in it, we might narrow it down to these 100 because we say, all right, these are all great plays, but let's really narrow it down to what our strengths are. And I think that we made tremendous progress in that area, both offensively, defensively, and special teams.
Gus, are the bulk of the decisions that you have to make all got some sort of special teams connection to it?
That plays a big part in it. It plays a big part. I know that's been my emphasis with you guys the last 3 weeks is finding those core guys. So we look at those guys that are maybe the fourth or fifth wide receiver, the sixth linebacker, and now in our evaluation it'll be, okay, do they add to our special teams? And they have to provide value in special teams.
Gus, do you meet with every player individually and talk to them about the culture that you expect?
What's that?
Do you meet with every player individually like you did with Blackman and talk
about the culture? Yeah, I met with Ricky. Quickly, I brought him into my office and met with him. I met with Will at the hotel, and Knox. Now Knox, I've been around. He knows.
Have you done that with pretty much everybody here, or is that a team?
Yeah, I think everybody that's ever so far.
Without revealing any secrets, can you tell us kind of what you tell the guys?
Well, I talk to him about our culture. You know,
as in,
what we're trying to establish here. And I talked to him about maybe some history and then how we're going about doing this and what we're trying to build here and what we ask of them and what they can expect from us as a coaching staff and how I see the big picture. Like, for example, with Will, I asked him, I said, I loved your spirit on tape. I love the way you competed on tape. That you have to bring that. You have to bring that here. Now understand what we're going through. We've got some young players at certain positions. I'm asking you to provide leadership to those guys. I'm asking you to help when help is needed and when you feel comfortable at that point and understand that these guys have built a certain chemistry and fit into that chemistry, not disrupt it.
Has that always been part of what you've done as a coach, as a position coach?
Yes. I think because to me, I've mentioned this before, that I think when there's anxiety into a player's head, it's hard to compete. And so by meeting with them on a one-on-one basis, what I'm trying to do is relieve anxiety. So they go, I got it. I understand what you're doing here. I understand the climate I'm coming into, and say, okay, any questions? No. Now go compete.
So it's all very clear.
Very clear.
What your expectations?
Yeah, the biggest thing that I found out with my situation right now is communication as a head coach. I think that's very important. It's very important for me to meet with players, to eat with players, to bring them into my office, to see them in the locker room and communicate. And I think that you can eliminate a lot of things by doing that. So I think that's been more of a role of mine. Even though it was important before as a linebacker coach and a defensive coordinator, I think I really put it at a high premium now. Wow, good one. I think we need to see him. I'm not concerned about, I mean, it's hard to condition when you haven't practiced, but we try to, you know, compete in all areas other than throwing the ball and taking snaps. So I would have to see him, our offensive staff would have to see him play at really a high level. And he may have pain, but is it a pain that he can tolerate and really be effective? You know, if I see that, then I think that we would go with him.
Status next week, start practice for
Mincy, I would like to see today. Hopefully I get a chance to see with Mike where his progress was. I know he was making good progress, and we hope that by him being home and taking care of it and just resting, that that will improve. With Rackley, all accounts say that we feel really good about where he's at. Mercedes as well. He was running last week and did well. You know, if we had to play him, I think we could have played him against Atlanta.
Are you concerned about what you're seeing from Denard throwing the football in practice and in games?
Well, you know, shut the cameras off. No, you know what? I see him in practice do it, and he does some things, and then the game. But I think this is a process, and we feel strongly that the strain he causes for a defense, but it's got to be an honest strain. You know, it's not something that let's do it just so they think we do it. Well, if it's not effective, that's not what we're all about. So it still comes back to me, a culture of execution. If we can do it and he can execute and we can make it a positive for us, then let's do it. If it's something that we're just grabbing and doing, you know, that's not part of our philosophy.
As a staff right now, what is your number one concern?
Well, I think, you know, making sure that we're continuing to go in the right direction. I have no concern over our guys on our team as far as competing. I don't have a concern over them as far as handling challenges. I thought it was really cool last night what took place. Where we were up 10-0, and then we had some adversity. Murphy, you know, adversity came and hit us. And that is a question that I've had for our team. How do we take that punch? How will we respond? And I was hoping that we would have times to handle those punches during the preseason. And I thought last night, you know, that's what we challenged with at halftime. Okay, here's a great opportunity for us to demonstrate how we can handle a punch. And they did a nice job. They did a nice job. And I think those are the things that I felt like, you know, let's continue to build in those areas. And so, you know, the concerns you have is, you know, maintain, continue to build depth on our team, continue the health of our team, you know, continue to get better with our techniques and execution. I love the way our morale is right now, although you'd have to ask the players, but I think their mindset and their approach to this is good, but we're still challenging them to take it to the next level.
There's been a lot written and talked about with Andre Branch. How do you balance a second-round pick in his second year with potential versus the fact that he hasn't been a good
right
playmaker?
Well, what I've looked at, and I would probably say I'm with you on that when I got here. I was like, okay, he was a second-round pick. How can we get the most out of him? And we challenged him now. There is no doubt he was challenged. But the last couple weeks now, I even talked to Todd Wash, our D-line coach. I said, you know, you need to call him in and talk to him about that he is showing more effort. He is showing more disruption. He is making progress in that area. And then I said, now watch him after you do that. And I feel good about him hearing this. He, you know, now watch him and see how he handles it. Does he take that praise and take it to the next level? Or does he become satisfied? And, you know, so those are the things, like we talk, let's learn the learner. Let's understand how he operates and how we can get him to play at his highest level. And, you know, we'll continue to look at all those areas. But I like what I saw. I saw him do some things that I haven't seen before from him. Use a long arm, you know, try different pass rush techniques. So he's you know, done a nice job of trying to work different techniques. So with that, I'm pleased that, you know, he's going in the right direction.